From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows Phone.
Welcome back to part two of Postcard from Pop Red. Hope you had your good milkshake. Apparently there's an 80-ton, this is big, dead blue whale up in Canada on a beach. And loads of people are going to see it. But there's a big chance it could go ba-boom!
Bam, and that's a big whale to do that. Imagine that coming out of its blowhole.
God, blimey, how many fish fingers would you get?
Well, it only have 10 fingers. The rest of it's like whale blubber.
Yes, the Japanese are standing by with nets.
Oh, we could have a go at the Japanese. What are we trying to do, Al? Clarkson. I reckon Darwin is out Clarksoning Clarkson this week. Definitely.
They're going, Flea Willy! Bang!
If you get a whale, you get one of those.
Well, anyway, apparently the local officials are all a bit nervous about this whale and worried about tourism. The only downside is tourists are going there to see it.
It's incredible,
yes,
isn't it?
Well, it's a gigantic, about to explode whale. Of course you're going to go and see it.
Yeah, but you don't want to be there when it happens.
Have they taped it off? Like, what's the story? Unless you really like sushi, you don't
they've
want to be
taped
there.
Off its, they've taped off its orifices.
Well, yeah, but it's laying on a beach.
Well, maybe it's just, I mean, maybe it's a German. It's nicked all the, what's it, the sun things.
What, all the sunbeds?
Maybe it's...
Yeah, we're having to go to Germany now as well.
Yeah, let's have a go at Germany now.
Oh, for goodness
Germany,
sake.
Germany, old, like, big, blubbery, exploding whale.
Oh, I'll just turn him off a bit. That's better. He's calmed down now. But anyway.
Turn me off.
Well, I felt like it. I thought, we'll have a go at England now. We'll just turn him off. That's simple. Yeah. No problem. So, apparently, you've got this whale. Everybody's going to see it. It could blow up. So, the local people say, don't go and see it. But we go and see it anyway. Marvellous.
Yeah, good on. Yeah, I'd go and see it. Wouldn't you go and see it, out pants?
I would.
I'd see it. I'd stand there open mouthed. I love sushi, especially when it's fresh.
All they've got to do is keep going, standing on its head and letting the air out of that little hole.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
You could be there for months.
Don't they do that? They do it with moo cows when they're poorly, don't they? They stick a sort of... No, actually, they do it when you've got something wrong with your lungs. They puncture the side of your body and let all the air out.
Exactly.
Are we talking about Nigel Farage again?
Well, that's a whole lot of hot air coming out. Yeah,
well, I thought you said...
It's not actually a whale. It's Nigel Farage.
Oh, I thought you said exactly.
And he was in Wales when he got egged.
Oh, very funny. This could only happen in America.
Oh, heck. So we've got Americans now.
So, apparently a 70-strong SWAT team swooped... on a family home of a US teenager, after a game, which is the Call of Duty, which is a huge game, we know that, massive, after he made a call to the police, which was afterwards found out to be a prank call. Helicopters, emergency vehicles, police, the whole shooting match went down there because the bloke playing the game said, I've just killed my mother and I might shoot more people. You numpty!
I've got to defend law enforcement in America here because the anniversary of the Boston Marathon was just recently. They have all these terrible mass shootings all over the place.
Yes.
So I think they're trying to avert disaster by saying, well, you know what, maybe if 70 of us and a few massive flying vehicles and whatnot, maybe we could contain said nutter. They didn't know it was a prank.
But apparently the SWAT team were saying over their rates that these kind of silly phone calls are becoming increasingly common as people get into the games too much.
They should be prosecuted.
Well, they should take their Xboxes off of them.
Well, he said,
well,
yeah,
that's prosecution enough. They should be prosecuted because it's a waste of resources. They have disrupted entire neighbourhoods, in fact, because they have to be cordoned off, etc., etc. This is just a ridiculous prank to pull. There is no reason for it. Do you know the police could have been doing something like, I don't know, catching actual criminals?
That would be good.
You know, they should be made to pay for all the resources that they've wasted.
Well, it's the fact, and
swipe their Xbox. Delete their high scores.
Yes, that's good.
That'll really make them angry.
Where's Lee gone?
I'm here.
Oh, hello. What were you going to say?
Hello.
I can't remember. I don't know. No, he said, no, the thing is with this swatting prank, as it's known, it's become part of the way of life in America now, isn't it? You know, people do this. And this lad who just... What kind of mentality has this lad got that he says, I've just killed my mother and I'm going to shoot more people? Mm. What kind of mentality... That lad needs mental help.
I don't know, but I think
taking away.
I think it could be connected to the next story we've got.
The pot farm.
Yes.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Off his face. Apparently, yes. In very clever criminals are using radio-controlled drones,
brilliant,
fitted with heat-seeking cameras, to spot cannabis farms.
Yeah.
Now, we do not condone the use, sell, or taking of any kind of drug like this, because it's naughty.
We do not.
Naughty, 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 naughty.
It is a bad thing. Bad people do that.
Yeah, only bad people.
Only bad people.
Yes, exactly. But apparently...
And people who really like Pringles, yeah. And they're bad people.
Yeah, they are as well. Pringles, yes. Anything.
Yes, that's right. So apparently... this criminal gang, using a drone, has managed to spot a cannabis farm in South London from heat-seeking cameras. And they sort of go down there after they've done this, break in, or either burgle the place, or they go and blackmail the owner of the thing to give them loads of stuff for free. And then they go and flog it on the streets.
This is the trouble with great technology that's developed, that's really developed for the greater good, except for, you know, that whole, you know, Oppenheimer kind of mess.
Yes.
But, you know, they take something that's supposed to be used for good and then they turn it into, they use it for nefarious activities, and that always happens. It's like hackers.
Yes.
You know, it's just naughty. But, you know what burns my buttocks about this particular story? The people are breaking into people's houses, and you know how I feel about that.
Well, one of the guys who's in the gang actually said, half the time we don't even need to use violence to get the crop. Yeah,
well,
right.
Gee, good on you.
Yeah. According to this man, growing cannabis has gone mainstream and the people growing it are not gangsters.
Cannabis.
Congratulations.
Cannabis is the biggest... one of the biggest industries in the UK now, the growing of cannabis, because where you used to get solid...
Illegal.
Well, of course it's illegal. It's ridiculous that it's illegal. The only reason it's illegal is because the government cannot find a way of turning it into a legitimate business and taxing it. Cannabis should actually... They tried to hand it over to major... drugs companies to create a form of cannabis which was acceptable to actually cash in on this market. But what they couldn't do, they homogenised cannabis and made it actually unpalatable. People didn't want to use it because it didn't have the effect. People are really clever about cannabis now and understand how it should be grown. And the simple fact is, I know I've said this before and it's not anything new to say, but very few people have ever been arrested for violence while under the influence of cannabis, whereas on alcohol...
Because they're too busy sitting on the floor eating Pringles.
Exactly, exactly, that's the point, whereas on alcohol...
I know, but the trouble is, Lee, that you can't do that because...
I'll phone you back as well in a minute.
You numpty.
What?
Nobody else heard that on the planet apart from you.
I thought you were telling me. I thought
no. You were no. Oh, we just ruined all the wonderful stuff of radio. Anyway, I will take partial agreement with you because I've never yet known of a punch up starting due to cannabis.
Don't you just miss anyway?
Well,
I have. Yeah. I have known of a punch up about cannabis.
Have you?
I once knew a nefarious character who used to deal in cannabis.
All right.
And he once ripped somebody off and got a hell of a hiding for doing so.
Mm.
I think the truest part of this story is one criminal from the Hills Owen area said, and this is a direct quote, and I think this pins the whole story into its place. It's not like I'm using my drone to see if people have nice televisions. I'm just after drugs to steal and sell. If you break the law, then you enter me and my drone's world. I think that's perfect.
Ooh, okay, all right, I'll let you off. We move on to the other flying story of the week in the UK. This is atrocious. Computer problems in the UK led to fights breaking out at airports.
Is that
what?
Oh, why? Yeah,
it's very, very undignified behaviour. Well, really.
I thought the UK was a nation of queuing up for stuff.
We're not.
I thought you were polite.
We're not Russians. You know, and the frustration that is caused now at airports across the world. You see, if you go back, and I'm sure both Rachel and Eric will agree with me about this, 20 years ago, flying, going to an airport and taking a plane to another country was glamorous and felt good and you were treated well.
You
and
you dressed
life.
For the occasion. You didn't wear your pants, your thongs.
Now you are actually treated like second-rate cattle. And any kind of glitch, where in the past, 20 years ago, they'd have come out and explained to you and said, look, have a drink on us, have something to eat, blah, blah, blah. They don't do anything like that now. They don't even bother to tell you what's going on. All you know is that you are frustrated, stranded on the ground. You should be at your holiday destination or wherever you're going. And they just treat you like second-rate citizens. And it happened to me, this is very briefly, it happened to me where we were going out to Spain last year and the plane was delayed initially for 10 minutes because they said they were waiting for an engineer to get on the plane to go over to wherever it was in Spain, Alicante, to mend another plane. We knew they were lying. 2.5 hours later, we were still stranded on that plane. And after 2.5 hours, they gave us a glass of water. 10 minutes later, the captain of the plane actually berated all the passengers for what he described as the arrogant attitude towards the staff on the plane. All it was, people were asking what the problem was and when we were going to take off. Flying is despicable now.
It's terrible. Remember when Beth was here a couple of weeks ago?
Yep.
And I went, in Darwin, because the airport is controlled by the Australian Defence Force, we don't have a curfew, so everything can arrive whenever. So most flights arrive at stupid o'clock. I was supposed to pick her up at 20 to 1 in the morning, and the flight was actually delayed from
past 10 or whatever the other one was. Sorry.
I'm confused. She sat on the tarmac, not herself. She was in the plane on a tarmac. She'd just sit there like as a protest. But she was in a plane waiting to take off, and they sat up on that tarmac for 3 hours.
Yeah,
I had to then go pick. I had to pick her up at like 4 o'clock in the morning, and she didn't get offered a drink. She didn't get offered anything at all.
Yeah,
nothing.
Exactly.
But what I don't understand, you know, and I'm a modest techie person.
Yeah.
If you've got a computer system, where's the backup?
Exactly. Again, exactly is my favourite word. It's because Nicholas Farage got
egged. Yes. just don't egg him on anymore.
There was a flight.
It's getting really foul now, Lee.
I flew into Germany, and this is the God's honest truth, and Eric will know about this. I flew into Germany, the plane landed, and the pilot's window fell out. Yeah.
Well, now I understand why our esteemed leader has a word for planes these days. He calls them a bus.
That's what they are, exactly. And that's the difference between the glamour of flying 20 years ago and now. It's like getting on a bus where signs say, do not spit on the floor, do not look at an air hostess, do not talk to the driver, all that kind of rubbish. I hate flying.
Now, I tell you what, I did put a great video on my Facebook page this week of an air hostess in America giving flight instructions, which
was
wonderful. Absolutely. That's what we need.
It was
good entertainment.
More of that. And you know what? When Virgin Airlines started in Australia some 15 odd, maybe 20 years ago,
Yeah.
But they were hilarious. They used to do the safety instructions and all that. They were, and they did a little dance, and it was all very new, and it was, it wasn't so uptight as the rest. And I thought, hey, this is hip and funky and happening. This, and now they just, they're boring as everybody else.
Yeah, no, I quite agree. Well, it's my standard challenge, the same one that I have in supermarkets, shops, any place where there's a young lady serving or instructing you. My aim is to make them smile.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a challenge.
And what's the most outrageous thing you've done to make a lady smile?
I can't say on air. Anyway, the next story is going to go straight over Lee's head for part one of the story.
Yeah.
And straight over Lee's head for part two of the story. So it's me and you then, Rach, because it involves...
Oh, that's a lot of pressure. Okay.
Yep. It involves a onesie...
Huh?
I've got one of them.
What is one then?
No, you haven't. You're enormous. It would be a twosie.
Yes.
Oh, no, that's why I said it was. I've got one. Onesie.
Go on then. What's a onesie?
Who are you asking?
You.
A onesie is one of those stupid, ridiculous things that idiotic people across the world are wearing and think they look... It's like the new shell suit. It is awful and embarrassing.
No, long johns.
It's like long johns attached to a furry vest.
No.
And you sit there like a gentleman's sausage dressed up in a thing that looks like you should be 3 years old. It's like a grow back for fat, ugly people.
Rach, tell him that onesies are fashion statements these days, will you?
It's a fashion statement for the ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Uncle Eric, you know I love you, but I can't say that out loud, and especially on air.
Can't you?
I can't say that. No, because I really hate them. I really, really do. I hate them especially in Darwin. Do you know why?
Go on.
Because they're next to you.
We live on the face of the sun.
Yes.
It's too hot to wear one. And especially in all the onesies here are hooded, and it is bearing some sort of animal costume type situation. Winnie the Pooh, zebra. No. N-O to the onesie. N-O.
Right. Why don't they do a see-through onesie?
Because that'd be a halvesie.
Yes. So anyway, this Dutch fashion designer has designed a onesie which turns your entire body into a Wi-Fi hotspot.
That'll give you cancer.
Ooh.
That's idiotic.
Why?
I just decided to say that.
Rachel just said.
But no, because it is idiotic.
Is a hotspot like a G-spot?
No.
Oh.
No. Sorry. A Wi-Fi hotspot is a place that you can connect to the internet via Wi-Fi.
You know what would happen if they actually end up doing this mass market? People will follow you around with their iPads and their tablets.
You'd be like...
Just trying to hook up to your gear.
You'd be like the Pied Piper.
No, it's creepy, and you would attract all sorts of nefarious characters. I like nefarious today. You like exactly. I like nefarious.
Can you
imagine you turn around and there's 25 people following you saying, "Can you just slow down a little bit? I'm losing connection."
Right. So anyway, let me just.
What do you do if you want a number twosie in a onesie?
You got a zip on the back. Yeah. But listen, guys. According to this article. Due to the limitations with current chip technology, it is unlikely to hit the shop soon. Right.
Well, thanks.
So if you really, 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 really want a onesie that's a Wi-Fi hotspot, you can get one today.
Can you wear from?
Any shop you like. You buy a onesie, you put your new mobile smartphone in the pocket of the onesie, and switch on the Wi-Fi hotspot, and you've got the job done.
Are you saying that I need to get a onesie because I've got a new...
No, for goodness sake, don't, please.
Please don't.
No.
Onesie with my hair down.
No.
What about those big one boots you could get?
No, no.
Both feet into them.
No.
These things must weigh a ton. Can you imagine how heavy they'd be? The onesies with their all those batteries and stuff in it, it'd just be ridiculously heavy.
It would.
Why could you have it so it flashed on and off as well?
Yes.
Well,
now, that's an interesting onesie, isn't it?
No. We're moving into a good area.
No, I think this is a bad area. We're going to stay with our resident silver-haired surfer, our expert, who fits the bill perfectly because he's got silver hair. He calls it some colour blonde, but it's silver.
If he's talking about me, it's ash blonde, yeah. You cheeky monkey.
Ash blonde. Rach, what colour's ash blonde?
Ash blonde is not the colour of Lee's hair.
No.
It is! You've never seen my hair in real life.
We've seen it on pictures.
I see you photoshopped it. You photoshop it silver, so what are you talking about?
People won't recognise me.
So apparently...
It's actually bald.
Ah, Lee, you got a problem.
Why, what have I gone? Oh, what have I done?
You've got a problem.
Ooh.
I will explain the answer to that question in a moment, dear listener. The number of old people going online, old people, silver surfers, has been driven by the uptake of tablets and smartphones, according to Ofcom, the UK regulator.
I don't take any tablets.
You're not medicated at all, are you?
Exactly, thank you.
Well, that's half his problem. If he was medicated, he'd be normal.
I was going to say, you probably should be. I'm medicated. I'm delightful.
And I like the next bit of the story, which is, you know, pertinent to our silver surfer, Lee G. Banks. Among those over 65, internet use rose by 25% in just a year.
Yeah. So, over 65. I'm not even over 60. I'm not even over 50. Sorry, carry on.
Yeah. So, I have a couple of questions for you. Lee, when you were on holiday in Spain...
When I was living in Spain as a
a house dwellery person.
A vagrant,
that's more like it. Do I recall you using... That which is described as an iPhone. I mean, iPad.
iPad, yeah. He did, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's using it all the time.
Is that not generically known as a tablet?
Yes. Yeah, but try and eat one of them and wash it down with a glass.
Yeah, they're really hard to swallow.
That's true.
Yeah.
And have you not just acquired a smartphone, Mr. Banks?
I have. I love my phone, ladies and gentlemen. It's the most
smart, smartphone.
How smart is it?
It's really incredible. I love it. It's like a little computer that I can play. The only problem is I can't find out how to make it work yet. But I will. I found out to switch it on.
So what do you do with it? Do you just even up your table legs or something?
No, I just carry it around in my hand. And as a
he carries it around in his onesie, Rach, as a Wi-Fi hotspot.
Yeah, it's And if I'm going for a number twosie, I give it to Andrea to hold so it doesn't fall down the toilet like the other one did.
Well, apparently playing games on a smartphone has more than doubled amongst the 45 to 54-year-olds.
I can't understand that. What sort of games are you playing?
Well, probably Facebook-y.
Facebook-y games.
Now, do you know my favourite game on a smartphone?
All the lonely.
Go on, guess my... Two guesses, one each. What? My... The type of game that I play the most on my smartphone. Rach, ladies first.
Something with words.
Something with words. Lee?
Animal Farm. I'm right!
No, I play fives and threes dominoes.
I play solitaire. I play spider solitaire because it's really hard and I'm really clever.
Oh, right.
I play hide and seek. Mine.
Hang on, you sound unimpressed when I say that. Could you please add some enthusiasm?
I was completely unimpressed.
Oh, God. Right, well, anyway.
Okay, making a note to crash Lee's twosies and his new smartphone.
We're going to run through a few more stories quite quickly, boys and girls. Okay. As predicted on Postcard from Pop Brad, the era of the mobile phone known as Nokia is over.
My new phone's a Nokia.
Yeah, I know it is. But it's all right, because Microsoft have bought it.
I've got a redundant phone, and it's the new one.
It's all right. You've got Microsoft products, so you're okay.
You're all right. You're all right, Lee. Don't worry about it.
Microsoft sloppy. Yeah.
It's wonderful. But apparently the division of Nokia, the mobile phone division, is going to be called, just take over the Microsoft name, and it's the reason it's taken so long is because people all over the world wanted to stick their tuppence within and block the business deal of, which, well, basically save Nokia. Otherwise, I don't think they would have been around right now. But anyway, it means 4,000 plus people in Finland, 25,000 people around the world have now got a job because the deal has been done. And what did we say a year and a bit ago?
I wondered why my phone was so cheap.
Did we say that a year ago?
It's redundant.
No, we...
It's like I've got... Windows X on my computer, XP on my computer.
You said it was dead.
Yeah, right.
We said it was dead a year ago.
If you remember, we said, isn't it interesting that a senior executive from Microsoft has gone to take over running Nokia?
We did, actually.
Nokia, you said it was a song.
Yes. I probably fell asleep.
Ah, right.
But you said it was really interesting.
Just to upset Lee even further.
You're talking asleep, Rachel.
Yes, I'm doing it now.
Right, you're doing it now. Just to upset Lee, the new gross domestic product figures, GDP, are out for the UK, showing yet again there is growth in the GDP, up 0.8%, meaning everybody's now happy and they can all feel the money in their pockets already.
Yeah, but it isn't true. Do you really want me to rant on this story? Because I rant on this story all the time. It's really untrue. People can't afford homes. People can't afford food. People can't afford...
Heat or eat.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what else?
This is really
scary about it. People actually have to decide if they can afford to go to work because of the cost of getting to work.
Okay, well, I move on because also this week, shares in BSkyB have grown by about 4%, basically due to the fact that the company has made more profits than ever before, basically because more people are signing up to Sky for various services.
Yeah.
How are they paying for it if they're all hard up?
By stealing cannabis farms.
Yes, by buying drones and thieving.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. But it is ironic. On one side, all the journalists say exactly the same thing. It's disaster. And yet on the other side of the fence, something you don't have to buy because you don't have to have that sort of stuff is growing in strength because the... SkyB is grown like mad.
What's that about, Rachel? Are you listening?
What?
Were you listening? Not exactly.
And we end with a Michelangelo story in the last minute. Apparently, Michelangelo's statue of David risks collapsing under its own weight because of the strain on the weak ankles of the sculpture.
I've actually got...
It wasn't the ankles.
No, exactly.
I've actually got David's head.
Yeah,
he needs a onesie.
He definitely needs a onesie.
He's got no armsies. How can he have a onesie if he's got no armsies?
Well, he'll be armless then.
He doesn't move, so it's all right.
Yeah. And I didn't even realise he got legsies. Oh, he has got legsies, hasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
I like him.
Right. But anyway, I think there's a great thing they could do with him. Let him fall over, scrunch it all up, and you could plaster the walls with it. Marvellous.
What a...
Oh, you troglodyte. You art hater.
And finally, very quickly... I'll squeeze this one in. There's been a massive piece of research done in the UK suggesting that if you drink more alcohol, you're liable to overeat. I can tell you something. All that money is wasted because everybody knows after beer you get the munchies.
And the kebab. That's the beauty of it.
There you go.
I don't drink and I don't overeat. Don't eat
kebabs.
There you go. Say goodbye, Rach.
Goodbye, Rach.
Say goodbye, Lee.
I'm off for a kebab. Bye-bye, everybody.
See you soon. Take care. Have a great week till next week, everybody. Bye-bye.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones. R-E-I-S.